Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
An elderly woman who was assaulted in Dundalk, County Louth earlier this month has died in hospital. Two other women were injured in the same incident. A 47-year-old man appeared in court last week, charged with assault causing harm to three women. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
The woman, who was aged in her 80s, was seriously injured in an assault at a house on the Glenwood Estate in Dundalk on Friday, the 3rd of May. She was taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda to be treated for her injuries. Gardaí have confirmed that the woman died yesterday at a Dublin hospital and say their investigations are ongoing. Two other women aged in their 70s and 40s were injured in the same incident. One man, 47-year-old Nicholas Muckian, with an address at Glenwood in Dundalk, appeared in court last week charged with three counts of assault causing harm on the 3rd of May at the same location. He was further charged with unlawfully intimidating another person with a hatchet. He was remanded in custody to appear again before Dundalk District Court on Wednesday, the 15th of May.
A 23-year-old man has appeared in court charged with murder after the fatal stabbing of a 39-year-old Eoin Dowdley in Salins, County Kildare, in the early hours of Sunday morning. Valerio Melnick, with an address in Rathcoole, County Dublin, appeared before a special sitting of Naas District Court late last night. He is due to appear in court again on Thursday. The issue of migration will top the agenda once again when the Cabinet meets this morning. Ministers will consider a memorandum which will lead to all recipients of temporary protection status receiving the same benefits, regardless of when they first enter the state, and the entitlements of international protection applicants also being reviewed. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
More than 100,000 Ukrainians have come to Ireland under the Temporary Protection Directive since March 2022, following Russia's invasion of their country. Last December, Cabinet agreed to reduce welfare rates and to limit state accommodation for new arrivals from Ukraine to 90 days. Under a new plan to be considered by ministers today, all beneficiaries of temporary accommodation in state accommodation will receive the same lower rate of payment regardless of when they arrived in Ireland. There will be a 12-week lead-in time before the changes take effect. The Cabinet is also to order a review of entitlements of asylum seekers applying for international protection, with a report to be completed within 6 weeks. Other initiatives include the Enterprise Minister ordering an increase of inspection of workplaces to ensure regulations are being enforced, and the Justice Minister is also due to report back to Cabinet shortly on her ongoing review of safe countries. Once a country receives such a designation, applicants for international protection must have their cases decided within a maximum of 90 days.
There are now 48 tents along a section of the Grand Canal in Dublin, sheltering unaccommodated asylum seekers. That's up from 26 last Thursday evening. The tents are along the north side of the canal between Baggot Street and Leeson Street. County Sligo is to be added to the remediation scheme for homes damaged by defective concrete blocks, according to a plan to be brought to Cabinet today by the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. A report last February by the Housing Agency noted pyrite damage to between 250 and 350 dwellings in certain parts of County Sligo. The Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, has joined 10 other EU Environment Ministers in writing to other capitals, urging them to adopt the controversial Nature Restoration Law by June 17th, saying that failure to do so would fundamentally undermine public faith in political leadership at home and internationally. The Nature Restoration Law was approved by the European Parliament in February. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The Nature Restoration Law is a key part of the European Green Deal, designed to help the EU meet its carbon net zero targets by 2050. It would oblige member states to restore at least 20% of habitat areas in poor condition by 2030, 60% by 2040, and 90% by 2050. The Green Deal was the flagship legislation of Ursula von der Leyen's Commission, but it faced a backlash in the European Parliament, in particular from her own European People's Party. The Parliament eventually approved a watered-down version, but even then Fine Gael MEPs were criticised by the EPP, of which they are a member, for voting in favour. Normally, an EU proposal which successfully goes through the legislative process is adopted in the final stretch by ministers. However, a number of countries, beginning with Hungary, have changed their position, meaning a qualified majority vote in June might not carry. The letter is signed by 11 countries on an Irish initiative. It says that Europe was the fastest warming continent and faced unprecedented impacts from the connected nature and climate crises. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A total of 473 legal proceedings have been taken against the Health Service executive, arising from the 2021 cyber attack. Figures obtained by RT News show that the State Claims Agency is managing 12 personal injury claims linked to the psychological impact of the data breach. Today is the third anniversary of the cyber attack. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
On the 14th of May 2021, a major ransomware attack on the HSE caused widespread disruption and saw information held on computer systems illegally accessed and copied. It involved the data of more than 90,000 people. 3 years on, 473 legal proceedings have been taken against the HSE related to data protection claims. The State Claims Agency is managing 12 personal injury claims linked to the psychological impact of the data breach. A stay on many of the legal proceedings has been agreed, pending the outcome of a number of cases currently before the Courts of Justice of the European Union.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy across southern and northern counties this morning, with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle giving way to showers towards evening. Sunnier breaks elsewhere with scattered showers, some heavy with isolated thunderstorms across the Midlands and West. Highest temperatures 13 to 18 degrees.